to our message this morning, and I hope that you're ready. Amen. You ready? I'm ready. I mean, to me, when I get to the preaching part, I mean, I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? It isn't like, oh, we've had a good time, now here comes the bad part. That's not how I look at it. Now, if you look at it like that, don't tell me that. Okay? Let me just dream on, baby. Amen? But right now, I'm really excited about the series we've been doing, What's Up With That? And then, that is not me, by the way. Same hairline. I don't have glasses. I need glasses. My teeth are better than that. Excuse me. You know, I'm sorry. I hope that's nobody in the church, is it?
No.
Thank you. Amen, buddy. That would have been bad. Woo! Thank you, brother. What's up with that? Today we're going to talk on why pray. Why pray? Maybe you're here today and say, man, I don't need to pray. I'm fine. Why pray? All right. Well, I can't pray. We're going to talk about it. Okay? I'm excited. Let's look at it. Why pray? Some scriptures coming your way. I'd like to just read them. Certainly you can turn your Bible or make a note of them and look them up later. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with your whole heart. Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 18:1. Men ought always to pray, and not to faint. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. James 1:6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. James 4:8, draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. James 5:16, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. 2 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Why pray? Why? I mean, really, are you serious? You talk to God? Somebody you can't see? I mean, do you really mean when you pray, I mean, you go out to eat or something like that, you actually bow your head? We did last night over them fajitas, didn't we? You bring me some steaming fajitas. Clark's going to pray over them. Amen? Praise God. Yeah. You mean you pray over your food? Yeah. I mean, you pray to God, yeah. You talk to God who you can't even see. I mean, the one who created, yeah. I pray. Amen? Why pray? Why do you do it? Well, I thought about it. Spent some time with my wife. And she and I talked about it, didn't we, baby? We talked about it. Why do we pray and why pray? And so this is just a practical message today. Just from my heart to yours on why pray. We talked about, you know, why the blood, all the blood in the Bible. We talked about why me, why God would have anything to do with a sorry old rascal like me. We talked about why the Bible. Why do we insist on preaching that old book? Why? We talked about that. Today, why pray? Let's look at it. Here we go. We're going to be looking at some S's today. I can't always get them to be the same, but we try to help you here, okay? Why pray? Say it with me. Because God longs to speak with us. That's why we pray. Because God would like to talk to us. He wants to hear from us. Revelation 3:20, one of my favorite verses. Matter of fact, it was the verse that was preached the Sunday that I came to Jesus Christ. In a little old church in Rockingham, North Carolina, old-fashioned preacher stood behind the old pulpit, and he'd whack on that old pulpit with his knuckles. Got on my nerves like he was knocking on a door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup. What do you think that means? Supper. I have supper with him and he with me. Boy, that got my attention right there. Jesus wants to have supper with me. I want you to remember that. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need." Any of y'all have needs, say it. Raise your hand if you got some needs out there, huh? Bible says we can pray. God longs to speak to us. That's the first thing I came up with. God just wants to talk with us. We're created in His image. We're created in His likeness. Genesis 1, 26-27 says that, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness." And so God created us in His image, in His likeness. I don't care what you think, my friend, but you're not like your dirty old dog. You hear me? Say, you're not a dog. You're created in the image of God. I don't care what you think. Some animal lovers here, I'm sure. But listen, if you think your dog's out back praying when he's kneeling down, it ain't happening. Sorry to spoil it for you. Okay? You are created in the image of God, and God wants to talk to you. Matter of fact, the book of Genesis says that He walked with Adam and He talked with Adam in the cool of the what? Of the day and in the evening. Talk to Adam. Isn't that great? God wants to talk to you. You've been created in His likeness. And this is amazing to me. We have the opportunity, the privilege to communicate with God. I mean, think about that. But we don't do it. That doesn't make any sense to me. We have an omnipotent, a holy God, a loving God, a merciful God, an awesome God. And we have the opportunity, because we've been created in His image and His likeness, we have the privilege to talk to Him. Wow! That's phenomenal. Why pray? Because God wants to speak to us. Listen, He wrote a love letter to us, the Bible. Now, have you ever done this before? Have you ever written a letter to somebody? I mean, you poured out your heart. Man, you wrote them. You mailed it, and you didn't hear a boo. You didn't hear a boo from them people. How'd you feel? Say, you going to write them another letter? Huh? Probably not. And you sure ain't going to slip no money in like you did last time. You're kicking yourself now. You know what I mean? Listen. God wrote us a love letter, the Bible. And He would like, hello, to hear from us. That's what prayer does. He'd like to hear back from us. We've been given, not only do we have the Bible, listen to me, we've been given the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to help us to know how to pray and what to pray for. See, because obviously the first thing is, well, I know God, I should pray, but I don't know how to pray. Well, He's taught us through His Word, and now He's given us the Holy Spirit. How do you know that, preacher? Look what the Bible says. John 14:16-17, "I'll pray the Father," Jesus talking, "and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and shall be in you." Romans 8:26, "Likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." So why should we pray? We should pray because God wants to speak to us. He's written us this love letter. He's facilitated us by letting the Holy Spirit of the living God live inside of us to teach us how to pray. How many before, you've just hit the floor, you didn't know what to say. You didn't know where to go. You didn't know where to turn. You didn't know how to pray whatsoever. Just raise your hand with me if the Lord just helped you. He helped you know what to say. A lot of times you're just weeping and groaning and moaning. You don't know what you're doing. But I tell you what, when you got up changed. Amen? God, the Holy Spirit will help you. That's what He wants to do. That's how it works. So we have the Bible. We have God, the Holy Spirit. But look at this. He ain't done yet. We got Jesus, the mediator, seated at the right hand of God, pleading our case. We actually have Jesus as a lawyer seated on the right hand of God, pleading our case. So what I'm saying is, if you don't pray, you're a nut. That's the way I look at it. Don't you think so? Come on, will you help me? I'm alone. You leave me out there, I'm on my own, baby. I'm on my own, baby. That's terrible. I'm right. I got it out of him. Listen. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5, Romans 8:34. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. How many times the devil got on your back? Condemning you, making you feel like you just dirt, you nothing. And boy, that affects us, doesn't it? But we need to remember, who is he that does that to us? when we've got Jesus, the one who died, seated at the right hand of God the Father, making our case for us? Boy, that ought to get you going. Why should we pray? Because God, He wants to speak to us. He wants to hear from you. Amen? Remember me talking about supper earlier? I want to have supper with you. Jesus said, I knock the dinner table. Here it is. I've learned more about my family around the dinner table than anywhere else. I thank God for my wife, who knows me, that I would go and 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 never stop. But sometimes she's got madder than a hornet at me. Because I'm going, I'm doing, I'm out there doing, I'm doing grass, I'm whatever I'm doing, you know. Just doing, doing, doing. Supper's ready. Well, I'll be there in a little bit. You ain't going to be there in a little bit. You're going to come now. Supper's a big deal. Parents, I want to tell you something. You ought to stop what you're doing, and you ought to make time to spend with your kids around the dinner table. You ought to do that. Well, you don't understand. I don't want to understand. Get it done. Have that time. Spend that time. I've learned more about Mitch and Elise by sitting right there with them. And sometimes, it's just most times just happy times, fun times. But you can interact and find out how things went at school and what's going on in your life. And find out about friends and find out about what's happening. Find out about what they want to do with their life. Well, you know, what they want to do. You can talk to them. It's a fantastic time. I've learned more about my family around the dinner table. Guess what? God wants to talk to you at the dinner table. Listen, Jesus said in John 21, come and dine. Come and dine. Now here's the deal. Here it is. Put up, Raj. You can get to know God around a dinner table. God wants to talk to you. You got to pull up a chair. You. Okay? Isn't that beautiful? Well, I can't pray. What you talk? All you got to do is pull up a chair. And it's already set there for you. Look, the Holy Spirit. Well, I can't pray. I know you can't pray, son, but I'm here at the dinner table with you. Okay? And I'm going to help you to pray. I'm going to teach you to pray. I'm going to help you know what to pray. Well, how we know God's going here? Because we got Jesus over here. He's right there. See him? He's on the right hand of God the Father. And he's going to make sure God hears what you are praying for. Isn't that fantastic? I've learned more about my family around the dinner table. And I've learned more about God through trials, struggles that drove me to my knees. Good times too, talking to God around a dinner table. He really does mean it when he says, I stand at your heart's door knocking. If you'll open the door, I'll come in and have supper with you. Come on. Why pray? Because God wants to speak to you. Number two, why pray? Because it secures our faith. Now, what are we talking about here? Secures our faith. Here's what I mean. It connects. It commits. It engages our faith. You can say, I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus. And you can even say, I read the Bible a little bit. But listen, there's something about prayer that puts it in gear. And it really causes your faith to go to another level. It is phenomenal when you pray and you hear from God and you get answers to prayer and you can lay it on God and you get up feeling strengthened. It is a phenomenal thing to your faith. It commits it. It secures your faith. Let's look at some things. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 11, 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and look at this, that He is a what? Rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Part of your faith is seeking God. Part of your faith is saying, I believe in you. I believe you can reward me. I believe you can help me with my struggles. I believe that because you're my Father. You're a great God. And it engages your faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the Word of God. It secures our faith. God speaks to us through His Word, and the obvious thing is we speak to God through what? Prayer. That's how you talk to God. That's how you communicate to God. I'm not saying you've always got to pray in a certain place, a certain way. But, I mean, I do it different ways. And it's not a message on how to pray so much today, but I do. I pray in different ways, whether I'm in my office or I'm at home or in my room or I'm driving down the road. Don't do your eye like this though when you're on the road. See? Okay? Don't do that. But I'm serious. It's communicating with God. Some of my most refreshing prayer times has been during my walking time, when I walk, And I can talk with Him early in the morning. It's a fantastic time to do that. But you got to do it, friend. It'll secure your faith. It'll take you to another level. There's probably people you wonder, boy, I'd like to be like that guy. I'd like to have faith like him. Well, it didn't just happen. He wasn't just born that way, friend. It happens because the person takes time to pray and their faith has been kicked into another gear. When we pray, some things happen. We're encouraged. Can I get an amen? Say. When we pray, look at it. We begin to have confidence in God. I don't even know if I can ever tell you a time that when I got on my knees to pray, I got up in worse shape than when I got down. You hear me? I usually get up off my knees, refreshed and encouraged to charge hell with a water pistol. That's the way it is. I get encouraged. I get encouraged. I have confidence in God. Not me, but in Him. We experience the reality, the evidence of our faith. Mike Rankin told me today that he has a prayer partner. And it wasn't for the whole world to know and blab about, but the fact of the matter is they've had so many answers to prayer this year, and they write it down in a journal. Why? That's an evidence, a reality of the faith that they enjoy in Jesus Christ. Does that make sense to you? It secures our faith. So when we don't pray, we walk around, certainly ain't spiritual like water be and can be and filled with the Spirit and doing what God would have us do. When we pray, we can kick it into another gear and really do mighty things for God. It secures our faith. My wife said this to me the other day. She was talking to our daughter, and she told Elise that she's been praying about a certain situation and issue. This is between her and her daughter. I don't even know really what the situation is. But she told Elise that when she prays, it's not like I'm just throwing a basketball up into the air. Let's do it. Here we go. Oops. Let's do that one again, can we? Here we go. Here we go. Oops. How about one more time? I'm not praying just, oops, throwing a ball up in the air. I'm praying believing God's going to answer my prayer. Because He's answered them in the past. This is not a waste of time. I believe God is going to answer my prayer. Let's do it again. Okay? See? Ooh, hit the rim. Here's the way. We ain't just throwing up a basketball. We're doing this number. Pop her in the hole. Boom! Amen? That's it. Listen, how do you pray? Listen. Well, I don't know. I tried it and it didn't work. Well, then I guess all those millions and millions of people out there and the ones going on before you were idiots. I hate to be ugly to you this morning, but let me tell you something. Don't cop out. And because you haven't had an effectual prayer time, somehow blame it on God that He doesn't care for you, doesn't answer your prayer. That is craziness. He cares for you and He loves you. And as you pray, I guarantee it, if you start praying, and you got to be honest, no phony baloney slop. Listen, you start praying and you, born again Christian, you want to pray. Let me tell you, in a year from now, you'll come to me and say, Pastor Clark, let me tell you something. This is phenomenal stuff. Man, I've been praying. It's unbelievable what God's done in my life over the last year. Listen, you know what? When we do pray, God says, God answers our prayer, but He didn't always answer them just like you want or I want. God says yes, He says no, and He says not now. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Isn't that true? Aren't you glad sometimes God said no? Huh? You thought you had it all planned out. And God said no. Aren't you glad that God says not now sometimes? Really? I mean, we think we want it right now. God says not now. But God does answer our prayer. Let's keep moving, Raj. Why pray? Number three, because it sets us on the right path. Why pray? Because it sets us on the right path. One, because God wants to speak with us. Number two, because it secures our faith. Number three, it sets us on the right path. I can seek and understand God's heart on the issues that I face. Instead of carrying that load yourself, instead of trying to figure it all out yourself, you can take those things to God. And you can find out what His heart is on it. Are you saying He talks audibly to you, Pastor Clark? No. Uh-uh. But I tell you what, the Holy Spirit is helping me when I pray. The Holy Spirit's helping me understand what are the right decisions that I need to make in my life. His Word, He guides me in His Word. I've also seen God send people along to me, alongside of me, to encourage me with just that right word that opened that precise door that I was supposed to go through. It's phenomenal. Listen, I can seek and understand God's heart on the issues that I face. Not think I got all the answers. Listen, Psalm 27:11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Psalm 37:23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I've been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread? He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Why pray? Because it sets me on that right path. Why pray? Because it settles us. It settles us. What do I mean? It helps me with worry and stress. How many would say amen on that one? Come on. Wave at me if that helps you. Come on. You ever worry? Say. You ever get full of stress? Pressure! Listen, prayer is an amazing thing. I mean, you can just say, you can just take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen? And leave it there. Wow. It is so, I mean, you talk about folks being a born-again Christian, being saved, knowing Christ. You have it. You have so many advantages over someone who doesn't know the Lord. Oh, we're not better than them, that's for sure. We're all sinners. Wretches we are without the blood of Christ, amen, cleansing us. But now we have a Savior. We have a Father. And that settles me when I pray. Wow, I just thank Him for that so much. Here's the deal. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. It settles me. It allows us to trust Him and not be overwhelmed. Amen? It settles me when I can just take it to Him and I'm not overwhelmed. It'll be okay, boy. And I go, yes, okay, I'll be fine. We'll make it. Amen? It's amazing what prayer can do. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against workers of iniquity. Psalm 37. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Why pray? Because it settles us. Also, I realize the Lord is my helper. Look at this verse, Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say it with me, the Lord is my helper. I need you to get excited. Come on, help me now. The Lord is my helper. One more time. Say it. Come on. The Lord is my helper. Have you ever said it like that? You're so stressed. You're so hurting, broken. You just screw. The Lord is my helper. I can make it. I know I can. Amen. Because that's what prayer does. Am I the only one that does that? You ever been like that? Say. By yourself. Don't know what to do. Just cry out to Him. Boy, I want you to leave the place today. If you don't get anything else out of what I say, today is this. The Lord is my helper. Amen? The Lord is my helper. Who doesn't need help in the building? If you're bold enough to raise your hand, I don't need no help. I'm fine. I'm perfect. Well, then that certainly ain't the church for you, probably. You got it made, baby. You in the wrong. You a bunch of sinners here. We need help. The Lord's my helper. Awesome God we have. Why pray? It settles me. It brings comfort to me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I can get comfort. She sang Psalm 23, a beautiful psalm of comfort. In time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret of His tabernacle. He'll hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. If you don't pray, look, you ain't got none of this. You're just whistling Dixie out there on your own. Look at Psalm 27:7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Why pray? We're getting close. Hang in here with me. Because it slows us down, and that's a good thing. Amen? How many, honestly, come on, talk to me now. How many you've rushed through decisions in your life. You've made decisions. You didn't take time to pray. You went through fast. You didn't slow down. You didn't stop. And you utterly made a stupid, nutty decision, and it was tough on you. Let me see your hand. Testify to somebody, okay? Okay? Prayer is awesome. Why pray? For some of you, it'd be worth it just for this one. Why pray? It'll slow you down. That's great. Slowing down ain't a bad thing. Prayer involves waiting on the Lord. A lot of people quit praying, Raj, because they go to the Lord, and Lord, give me, help me this, give me this, do me this, and He doesn't do it, so they quit. That doesn't work in anything else in life. We don't do anything. I mean, good grief, we have to go to McDonald's and wait in line. But somehow when we go to a holy God, the God of heaven, I want it right now. That ain't flying, friend. Prayer is intended to slow your rear end down. Amen? It is meant to get you to slow it down, baby, and take it to the Lord. Psalm 37, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. But here's the problem, because we fret. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in the way. Well, that bad guy's got everything going for him, perfect life. Don't even do that. Because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Here, I'm trying to live for God. He's a dirty dog. He's got everything. I ain't got nothing. God says, stop it. Slow down. Great verse here. Because of time, let's scoot to 31. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Prayer involves waiting on the Lord. Psalm 27, 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Why pray? Maybe you're with me. I'm going to try to remember them. Here we go. Number one, because God wants to speak to us. Can you help me? God wants to speak to us. Number two, why pray? Because it secures my faith. It lets me put my faith into action. I have evidence and a reality that God answers prayer. If you pray, God will answer your prayer, guaranteed. Not always just like you like it. He says yes, He says no, and He says not now. But you'll end up having confidence. Number three, it sets me on the right path. Number four, it settles me. Calms me, helps me with worry and stress. Number five, it slows us down. Did I get ahead of myself, Raj? We're still here, right? It slows us down. Here's what I put up here. This is just one of them country things I throw at you. It helps us not to be knee-jerky. Prayer helps you not to be knee-jerky. You know what I mean? Good grief. We make some stupid decisions, and if you don't have a prayer life, you're on your own. And a lot of times you might be a dude that can make good decisions, and it works out pretty good for you. But I guarantee it, if you go on your own long enough, you're going to make dumb decisions. And you're going to make knee-jerky decisions. Well, I think it should be this way. I think it should be that way. Your family sees it. It's a nutty thing you just did, but you did it anyway. And then you got to make another dumb decision to keep up on the last dumb decision. See what I'm saying? Prayer slows you down, helps you not to be, say it with me, knee-jerky. Praise God. Amen. We don't want to be knee-jerky. Why pray? Why do I pray? It allows us to see ourselves as we really are. It really does. You take time to pray, and you're going to find out a lot of stuff about you. I guarantee it. Let's look at some of them. We're going to find out we're frail. Sickly. What do I mean by that? We're weak. We don't have all the answers. That's why we're there. Amen? We're laying it out before Him. We need His help. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Look, it allows us to see that we're fearful. We're scared. I mean, we're such, and especially me, I'm the worst one in the book. Big and bad, look at me, baby. Come on, man, come on. You know? We're like that. Big and bad. Listen, you know what prayer helps us do? It helps us really take our fears to the Lord. it lets us show Him and shows us too. Man, I'm scared. I'm afraid, Lord. What am I going to do? You ever been there, say? Huh? Been afraid? Scared? It's okay. Take it to the Lord in prayer. He wants you to bring His spirits to Him. He's got the Holy Spirit saying, give that to me, son. I got Jesus right here. He's bringing it my way. He's defending you. Come on. He lets us do this. Oh, Matthew, fear not them which can kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him who's able to destroy both soul and body in a place called hell. That's something to get scared about. Amen? Not this other stuff. Take it to Him. Number three, we're fallen. When we take time to pray, we can really see ourselves as we are. When we don't pray, here's my view on it. I could be wrong. Those that judge the most pray the least. That's what I believe. People that think they know everybody else's business, everybody's junk, and how to do everything, I guarantee it. I really believe this. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. There are people who don't spend time in prayer. If you're prone to judge people, just ask yourself. Do you spend time in prayer, and is it a real, honest, sincere time, and do you get your prayers answered, and is God speaking to your spirit? You know what I learned when I pray? That old Clarkster's a sinner. That's what I learned. When I enter into that room and pray with God, I realize He's awesome and I'm laid out on the floor is what I am. He's holy. If we confess our sins, though, He's faithful and just. Amen? To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're not a Christian, God wants to save you. If you are a Christian, when you pray, ask for forgiveness. He wants to forgive you. Here's something else I realize when I pray. I realize I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven. I mean, I love that. When I go to the Lord in prayer, it's not like I'm going to somebody I don't know. He is my Father. He has forgiven me. I'm praying in Jesus' name. I know I'm His child. And the Spirit of God relates back to me, Clark, you're forgiven. That's a wonderful thing. And when I don't take time to pray, I can just get so busy, I forget I'm forgiven. Amen? That's a wonderful thing to know that I'm forgiven, I'm saved. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Lord, the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. I am forgiven. Here's something else. I see myself when I pray as I really am. I love this one. When I pray, I learn I'm family. I'm family. When I go to the Lord in prayer, it is so safe and it feels so nice. I can come as I am because He doesn't care about that fluff and stuff anyway. Doesn't family just usually accept you the way you are, say? Amen? Family sees just like you are. I mean, my wife sees me just ugly. You know? She does. She sees me just the way I is and loves me anyway. Amen? God sees us as we are, and He loves us. Why? Because we're family. And prayer helps me understand that. This is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him because we're family, we're safe, we're secure. Number six. Did we have one more? That was it. We're safe and secure. Why pray? Like I said, this was just me to you today. These are thoughts that I had. Why do I pray? I pray, and we went over them. I guess the first one is that God wants to have some supper with you. Amen? He wants to eat with you. Why pray? Here's what I think right here. I'd be a fool not to. You hear me? Say, you with me? Well, Gary Clark believes I'd be a fool not to pray. An absolute fool. Here's what I put. Sign me up. I believe in it. Amen? I believe in it. Do you believe in prayer today? Maybe you haven't been praying. Maybe you're one of those like me. I've heard so many excuses, different things. I've made them. How about this one? Oh, people have a lot of trouble. I don't want to bother God. You ever said that? Be honest. Let me see your hand if you said it. Come on, be honest. There we go. I don't want to bother God. Listen, That's pride. Come on now. Bother him. Amen? How many of you, if you had children, listen, and you do have children, and your child was hurting and in desperate straits, and you could help them if they told you, would you want to hear from them? See, God wants to hear from you. I want to help you. I'd be a fool not to pray. Sign me up. I believe in it. Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for allowing us to talk on prayer today. Father, I pray that you'll encourage us to be people of prayer. Father, you want to hear from us. You've absolutely facilitated the situation so that we can pray effectively. Help us to realize we do have to be sincere, have to be the real deal. You said if we regard iniquity in our hearts, you won't hear us. We know we have to be clean, but yet we're sinners. So help us see the need of knowing Christ as Savior and being clean and having our sins forgiven because of the blood of Christ. Help us, Lord, to know that if we're a believer, we can enter boldly into your throne. Help us, God, to pray. Help us to know that prayer is vital if we're going to kick our faith into another gear. Help us to see that you reward that, because when you see our faith and we begin praying, you do reward those that diligently seek you. So help us today, we pray. Father, I pray for ones today that are hurting so bad, they don't even know how to talk. Their lips won't even hardly move. And I've talked to some already this morning in the building that are just like that, Lord. I pray you'd bless them. Father, I pray they'd know that they don't have to have their lips move, that you see down into the recesses of their heart and you feel what they're feeling. You're acquainted with the infirmities, Lord Jesus, that we go through because you lived here on this planet. You were forsaken and rejected by men and died for us. You were forsaken by your Father. So you know what it is to hurt. I pray for that person today or those people that are hurting desperately. Help us, Lord. Help those that are lazy, flat out lazy, and don't take time to pray. I pray that all of us will get that swift kick that we need, Lord, today to get to praying. Help us, Lord, to be people who pray. In Jesus' name.